Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. If you drive into Johnstown on Route 56, it's hard to miss the extra splash of color. Each year, the West End Improvement Group spends hundreds of hours planting, watering, and weeding flower boxes and gardens throughout the neighborhood. And one woman is responsible for most of those hours.
Back in 2006, our then mayor of Johnstown, Donato Zucco, came to one of our meetings. And actually, he had visited all the sections of Johnstown that had organizations such as ours, the West End Improvement Group, and spoke to them to tell them, like, it's okay to basically take charge of your community and improve it. I think a lot of times people think, well, I can't go out there and pick up garbage, or I can't go cut, you know, grass that's or weeds that are growing on the corner because that's not my property. But my take on that meeting was, you can do that, because he set the example. He was the one that really spurred that on. My name is Rose Howarth, and I'm the vice president of the West End Improvement Group. And our goal is to make the West End a better place to live. We started with the flower boxes because 13 of the flower boxes were already in existence. At some point in time when there was an anniversary of in the city, the city or some other organization had already established these flower boxes. We had 13 left over from whatever that thing was. So we started with 13 flower boxes that we had asked businesses in the West End to kind of adopt and take care of. So we had done that a few years, and everybody liked them, so we thought that was great, and we started fundraising. We made money to have more boxes built and buy more flowers, so we expanded from not just a business, but also from families that lived along the main route in the West End. Now we have 85, 86 of them out along the main drag.
Hi, my name is Mayor Frank Janakovic, City of Johnstown. What makes Rose special is the energy that she shows to our community. They've also worked on Save the Steeples, which is three vacant churches that would have hit the wrecking ball if they hadn't been involved in it. Also, cameras in the West End, particularly dealing with any crime or drug issues that may be occurring. So more than just the flowers on 56 coming in, a real sense of community.
The last garden area that we acquired is what we're standing in here today. It's on Laurel Avenue. We have 12 vegetable raised beds in here. Underneath all this mulch that you're standing on is broken pieces of asphalt, and we grow vegetables here. There's tomatoes of all kinds, green peppers, hot peppers, broccoli, beans, eggplant, zucchini, and it's all free for the taking. Anybody can come here. No one's checking you out and saying, what are you taking, or anything like that. We have 16 fruit trees, which the fruits, plum, pear, and cherries. We probably spend 2 to 2.5 hours every night watering the flower boxes or watering the garden here. We use 1 gallon jugs. We're doing it because we live here. We live in the West End. This is my home. Whatever my address is and whatever my lot size that is on my deed is not just my property. I live in this community. And I want this community to be a good community. And I think what we do here does make a huge improvement.
To learn about others making a difference in our community or to nominate someone who you think is positively impacting our region, visit our website, wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.